Coming up Saturday, the Big Q, the Wine Country Big Barbecue Festival, is going on at the Petaluma Fairgrounds from 1 to 5 p.m. Now, this is a very serious event in that it is a sanctioned barbecue event by the Kansas City Barbecue Association, and there will be local competitors as well. These are the folks that say, we have the best barbecue ever. Well, let's find out. From the Wine Country Barbecue is Judy Groverman Walker. She is the organizer of the event. Welcome. And Jason Redding from Windsor with White Buffalo Barbecue. Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
Your kids are here too. Ella and Alexia are here. And they grew up and are growing up with a barbecue cooking dad. Do you test your recipes out on them?
Absolutely. Kids are excellent judge of understanding how food should taste because they have no filter on what they like or dislike.
That's very true. You're going to get an honest answer either way. There's no doubt about that. Okay, so everybody loves to barbecue, Jason. What brought you to the point of wanting to enter competitions with your barbecue?
A couple reasons. One, I actually wanted to get better at it. And one of the best things to do is actually compete in order to find out, you know, how you stand, and you learn a lot of things along the way with it. So I was really super interested in learning more and getting better at it and trying to perfect this science/craft.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, we all think of it as kind of a feature of our lives. But some folks take it pretty seriously. And some of those folks, of course, will be at the festival on Saturday. And then again, the local folks have a chance to compete, too. Now, I have to warn you, Jason, that I am going to be one of the judges of the local competition in the chicken wing category. So, I have in front of me on a beautiful looking plate, ribs and chicken wings. So what makes your chicken wings so great?
I like to marinate mine, and I make my own rubs as well. So I have a complete flavor profile from the marinade to the rubs. And then, of course, your style of how to cook them.
Well, do you have any tips for me, like what things I should be looking for as a judge?
Well, for judging...
Besides yours.
Well, you want it to be moist inside, and you want it the chicken to actually kind of pull away from the bone, because then you know it's actually cooked thoroughly.
I'm pulling it away from the bone as we speak.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. That's good.
And there should be a little pinkness from the color of the smoke coming through there. And the entire flavor profile should be in harmony.
Well, I'm going to take a bite as you explain to me and maybe give us some tips, because everybody's going to be pulling out the barbecue, if not tonight and tomorrow, at least by tomorrow. What are some challenges that barbecuers usually face, and what can we do to avoid them this week?
Well, one is never turn your back on your grill. Make sure you're paying attention to it all the time. It's very critical. The other thing is cook indirect.
That's really good.
Do not put your meat directly over your fire until it's pretty much done and you want to caramelize the outside of your meat. Cook it indirect. It makes a nice, slower process, and it gives time for your flavor to build inside of your meat. And it's a lot safer doing it that way.
You know, that is a tip that a lot of us, at least me, I barbecue a lot, that I don't think about unless I'm doing like a beer can chicken or something like that, is the indirect heat part. Like, have burners 1 and 3 on and then leave 2 off and let it cook indirectly until you're ready to sear it?
That is correct. And you always want to grill off your meats when you're done. Don't grill them off first. Wait till the end. It actually locks in all of the moisture.
It makes perfect
that is there.
Sense.
Everything tightens up, and then you let your meat rest for a few minutes, depending on, you know, how big it is and what you're making. But you let it rest and let those flavors come together.
Well, let me just say that it's a difficult plate for me to let rest what you have in front of me right now this morning, and thank you for bringing it. So I'm looking forward to it. If you would like to attend, tickets are still available for the Wine Country Big Q. It's coming up on Saturday from 1 to 5 at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds, and it's going to be some of the best of the best, both nationally and locally. Jason, good luck. I think you've got a foot in the door here with these chicken wings, that's for sure.
Thank you very much, Pat.
All right, we will see you on Saturday, and a couple of tips for you to take into your 4th of July barbecue, too.